Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today is a concluding episode on the series of discussion titled Managing Plenty Tasks Within Limited Time. And the focus of this discussion is to help us understand what we can do when we have a lot of things on our hands, yet we have limited time to attend to them. I didn't mention this in the beginning, but even now that we are in September, this is 2017 September, we have a lot of things to attend to, and a lot of times why people get into panic and pressure within the last 4 months of the year, called Ember Month, is because they feel they have targets at the beginning of the year, and those targets seem far to reach. It seems as if it's not anywhere near where they can get them. And that's why they get panicked, they get tense, and start doing all kinds of evil things. And for me, I prescribe you don't indulge in anything that is not wholesome. You don't indulge in anything that will displease God or that is against the law of the land because you want to succeed. Do not start, for instance, as a young lady, start cheating, start sleeping with big men so you can meet your target as a marketer. Please do not, as a young guy, start giving bribes, kickbacks, or start manipulating processes so that to get the result you want. These things are not correct. At the risk of sounding as a preacher man, let me just tell you something. One reason why I will not indulge in those things is not just because it displeases God. One reason why I won't indulge in dubious methods to make one kobo is this. Aside the fact that it displeases God, which is the most important reason, the most potent reason why I wouldn't do it, every time we do things the wrong way, God decides we are going to do it. We affect other people without realizing it. I'll give you an instance. If you decide you are going to sleep with a big man so that you get a job from him, you start presenting yourself as someone that can be slept with. What you are doing is that you are eventually sowing seed for breaking of that man's home because he's a married man, for instance. Even if it's a young guy, God didn't design sex to be carried out outside marriage. That's an example. Now, another aside to this, that when you start giving kickbacks so you can get jobs to succeed, you give kickback, get job. You're supposed to be supervised after your job. The person you're giving kickback to cannot come to supervise you. I mean, he doesn't have the moral rights afterwards. Eventually, the consequence is that you now build roads, you build houses that will not last, you build houses and roads that will collapse after a short time, and that becomes a problem. The point I'm trying to make in essence is that there is a pattern God has designed life to be. And what we do if we really want to please Him, if we really want to make this life better and good, is that we stick to those patterns and not adulterate them. Now, the next thing I also try to say is that now you have decided what you have to do. You have decided the work that you have to do and you are working on eliminating distraction. It's not enough to make plans of what you want to do and how you want to do them. You have to take another step forward. You have to now get down to work. You see, a lot of times the problem we have is that we can plan. Someone like me, I have that as a problem, even though it's been taken care of gradually. I will tell you how I'm able to manage the fact that I can plan excellently. A lot of times the issue is not to execute them, and sometimes it's because there are not sufficient resources, both human and material resources, to execute them. But once those kind of things are available, executions are not usually a problem. But in my personal life, I mean, it shouldn't be the issue. The point I'm trying to make is that if you have issues with having fantastic plan but with difficulty to execute them, I'm going to share with you thoughts you can do concerning that matter. So, because if you have a fantastic plan after strategizing on how to manage your time and eliminate distraction, but you can't get to work to deliver, I mean, you still don't manage the multiple tasks on your table within that short time. So I'm telling you, first of all, get down to work, don't just plan. Do you understand what I'm saying? Commit to get focused. Yes, I know there are many things on your hand, but please, at every point in time, this is what you do. Sit down and say, this is what I have to do for now. This is the task ahead at this point. Focus on it with all your energy. Focus on it and say, until I get done with this one, I'm not moving here. If you can do that thing, it will help you. Of course, when you make focus, the concentration helps you get the job you have to do faster than when you are thinking about two different things at the same time or trying to do them at the same time. Please don't get the impression I have any issues with multitasking. I multitask. Yes, I do that a lot. For instance, I multitask in the sense that if I have book I need to finish reading and I have to go to the bank, for instance. If I enter Keke to go to the bank, for instance, I open the book and start reading it. Once I get down, I go to the bank and stand on queue and start reading it again. So I'm on the key trying to withdraw from the bank. Whereas at the same time, I'm reading the book. So I'm multitasking in that sense. Two of them don't interfere with each other. They don't really, yes, to an extent, may get limited because the concentration may not be 100%. But in that kind of reading, I don't read because I have to read voluminous. I may read two lines and digest it. Read three lines and digest it. But the bottom line is that I am actively, consistently doing something so I can multitask as much as possible without affecting the other thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So please commit to maintain focus in your work and get down to work. Put in your best at what you have to do. Do it to the best of your ability and don't start wasting your time in the process. You understand what I'm saying? The another thing I think you should bear in mind is that you maintain your energy while you go to work. You see, you need psychological energy, you need mental energy, you need spiritual energy to be able to get the work you have to do well. I don't want to go into all the nitty-gritty of all of this kind of energy. But the bottom line I have to say that once you are not tensed up, once you are focused, once you are driven by the goal that is ahead of you, that is to say you have checked that, okay, this is what I'm going to get once I'm able to deliver this thing. Once I'm able to deliver this man's job, he's going to pay me this. And once I have this, I mean, I send money home, send money to my children, and my wife is fine and happy. Once you have those things in your mind, what is going to happen to you is that that drive motivates you to the extent where you put in your best, put in all your effort, all the effort required to be able to get your job done. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. And then you should be able to eat well. I don't think you should eat well and rest well. That's why I'm talking about maintaining energy now. A lot of times we fall into the trap of not feeding well because we feel we have so many things to do. Let me tell you again, no matter how much you want to achieve the results you have to achieve, if you don't feed well, your energy is depleted. If you don't eat well and rest well, you are not in your best state. That is why, in fact, let me just tell you on a personal note, like based on my personal experience, I want to tell you something. I don't used to understand, before I didn't know that, of course I studied biochemistry in school, but I forgot the fact that when you sit down, your glucose level depletes. Until I sat down for hours, I think I was either reading or designing a client's website, I'm doing something that requires complete concentration and a lot of mental attention. I did it for a while and I found out that I've become very, very hungry and I didn't go anywhere. I just sat down on a table, on a chair, keep my laptop on the table and I get to work. I'm saying this to get you to understand something. Even though it appears as if you are not doing physical and in work, like you're not exerting your muscular energy, understand that even if you sit down and all you do is to count money and pay people as a banker, for instance, your energy is going down. When it is time for break, please go and eat. And as much as possible, avoid snacks. Eat proper foods that has enough energy and that other nutrients that your body needs. And please, no matter the volume of work you have to do, please afford yourself adequate rest. I understand that if you sleep to your satisfaction, you will not be able to meet deadline. So don't sleep to your satisfaction. But sleep enough that you'll be able to have adequate rest. What I'm trying to say is that even if it's 1 hour, for me, I don't know about you, but within the day, if I ever manage to sleep for 15 minutes, 10 minutes, or even 30 minutes in the afternoon, it is so rejuvenating that I don't get to sleep on time that day. Maybe I sleep around 2 a.m. or something. Now, I'm saying that if you can take time to just take small nap, it can be so refreshing that when you now get back to work, I mean, you are at your best. Before I started this recording, of course, I'm recording this podcast late in the night already. Here's what happened. I've been working since I came back from church. I've been working and I'm very, very busy. I've been working since around the 11. I didn't sleep, but around 6. So I said, let me just go and take 1 hour now so that I'll wake up better. I woke up, I had calls to answer. I said, I'm not answering. The reason is because I want to approach this work with in my best frame of mind so that I can give it adequate concentration and my best. The point I'm trying to make in essence is this. You have to get to work. It's not enough to plan. Define what you have to do per time. Give it all the attention and focus required. And please maintain your energy. Maintain your energy by eating well and having adequate rest. And please do not waste that same energy on frivolities and on distractions.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up. Brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Broji World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.